Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Welcome to the show, and I'm delighted to have with me today, all the way from Sweden, Marcus Monteri. Hello to you.
Hello, Rob. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Now, you're a robotics expert. We're going to go into that a little bit more, but just for people that don't know you, just tell us a bit about your background and your areas of expertise.
Sure. So I'm the Deputy Managing Director of Archimera Robotics, which is a deep tech company in the accounting tech field. My own background is not at all in accounting or bookkeeping. My expertise is more in like sales, marketing, and management. We serve the accounting software industry. We are a technology company, so we develop a technology for adding self-learning capacity to already existing applications like smartphone apps or accounting software. So we don't provide the end users with any user interface or applications ourselves. We are in the background, under the hood, helping accounting software to perform smarter or better or faster.
Now, define self-learning for us.
When you think of computer programming, you typically think of rules, like if a software gets a certain input, then it performs a certain task or action. And that is reliable, it stays the same, and if it doesn't, it's typically a bug or lousy software. But self-learning technology or software that learns can handle more complex realities and can act smarter, sort of more as a human function. So it can take in information, observing its surroundings, learn from it, and get better and better over time without any human explicitly programming it to get better.
So this is artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I guess it would fall under the category artificial intelligence. I personally prefer the term self-learning because artificial intelligence is so broad and it's, in my opinion, rather ill-defined. And there's a lot of marketing buzz and a lot of confusion around it. So I try to avoid the term, but I think that our customers, the accounting software companies, would describe it as AI technology, yes.
Okay. And in what way is self-learning technology different from the approaches we see in accounting software already?
Well, if you look at Tesla, they have an ambition to create self-driving vehicles.
Right.
And they do that in a rather interesting way. So this car comes packed with a bunch of cameras and sensors, and it's observing its surroundings. And then by combining that information, that data, with the human's actions behind the wheel and uploading that data to a central artificial intelligence, Tesla gets a lot of information from hundreds of thousands of vehicles running into millions of different situations every day. And it would be like impossible to program every single thing that could happen around the car and how the driver responds or how the autonomous vehicle should respond. So like a badger running up from the side of the road, the car taking a right turn, approaching a red light, all of these things that can happen. So by learning from what is already going on, Tesla can speed up their progress towards reaching the goal of creating autonomous self-driving vehicles. So to put that in an accounting perspective, basically what we do is intelligent extraction of data from financial documents and self-learning algorithmic automation of data entry without the use of any back office people or outsourcing or anything like that. So in the process where you have financial documents, it could be like a PDF invoice, a smartphone image of a receipt, or some file or document enters the software. Our algorithm looks at it and extracts the data and then looks at how a person, an expert, an accountant or a bookkeeper is entering this data in different fields in that software. So it could be live or it could be looking at historical data. And just like Tesla observes its surroundings and the human's action behind the wheel, we observe data source, which is a file, a PDF, a photo, something. And then we observe the human's actions. So the human looks at a document and then knows how to key in the information in the software. And we look at the document and we look at the human's results and we learn from that.
This is a huge paradigm shift, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is. To automate this process, typically you can go into settings and give directives to the software. In many accounting software, you can connect one supplier to one account. That can give you an automated suggestion that works every time for some suppliers. But for other suppliers, where you purchase different goods, different services at different times, you get the correct answer some of the times and the wrong answer other times. So by instead learning from the expert, you can get highly individualized automation directly in the software in exact accordance with how the person would have done it themselves. So yes, we are in the early stages, but I do believe it's a paradigm shift.
So is this radically different to the approaches we see in accounting software already, or are these subtle small changes?
I would say that the result can be very different or very similar depending on the complexity. What this technology does, it can handle a greater variety of situations. So you have a lot of like receipt apps and that type of software, both in the UK, also in Sweden, that use like machine learning algorithms and automate a lot of this work, but they also have back office people who handle the more difficult situations. So the biggest shift is not to use back office people, but only to use the algorithm in combination with the people that are out there in reality already doing the data entry work.
Is this going to replace accountants and bookkeepers or empower them, do you think?
I do not believe in the sentiment of replacing people. I have a background in sales and I have coached a lot of sales reps, and there has been worries about them being replaced by technology, by robots, by automation, and all of this stuff. That is true in many ways, because if you look at a sales rep like a few decades ago, they were driving around in a car taking orders by pen and paper. And they don't do that anymore. This has been replaced by like e-commerce, Amazon, stuff like this. But if you look at Sweden, for example, where I have been working in sales for more than 10 years, there's a great demand for salespeople. So they have been replaced by technology, by robots, by automations for decades, but there's a great demand for them. If you are in accounting, in bookkeeping, if you stay curious, if you update your skill set, then there will be a demand for you. And when it comes to self-learning technology, it also opens up for new opportunities to make use of the skills of people that know bookkeeping. If you look at a lot of accounting software out there today, they have an ambition to standardize, simplify, and create software where it's so easy to bookkeep that anyone can do it. And that comes at some great cost, I believe. It comes at the cost of data. It comes at the cost of a firm being able to be customer-centric. So a lot of really tech-savvy firms have perfected their tech stack and their processes. As long as they can force customers into a certain standard where everybody behaves the same, then they can reach high levels of automations. But when it comes to self-learning automation in a software, you don't need to be tech savvy to understand it. There's no learning curve. There's no settings you have to do. You don't need to have an add-on app to do the data extraction or capture the receipt. You just, as a bookkeeper, you just keep on bookkeeping as you did yesterday, and you experience real-time automation of your own work in exact accordance with how you would have done it yourself. Because all you do is keep working as you did yesterday, and the software learns from you, and this learning happens on a company level. So the software starts understanding the slight differences in bookkeeping between all of the companies that you are doing bookkeeping for. That is one way it empowers a broader set of people in the industry rather than only the tech-savvy ones. That's just one example.
So how can accounting professionals use this to their advantage and add extra value to their clients?
Well, in a few different ways, since the automation is highly adapted to the individual needs of every company that you work with, it's very easy to get started. And that means, of course, that leads to time saving. So that time saving leads to bookkeeping, of course, being more profitable for the bookkeeping firm, or perhaps even for an accounting firm that doesn't want to do bookkeeping because it takes too much time. You can teach the software to bookkeep in a more granular way. So instead of bookkeeping on just one account for every supplier, you can split up the cost in a more granular way. And that way, you don't get the loss of data that we see with standardization and oversimplification. And sure, there are small companies that don't care. They just want it done as simple as possible. All they care about is like, how much money do I have in the bank, more or less. But if you have a little bit more complex line of business, or if you have a lot of competition, this data is interesting to have and to be able to benchmark against other companies in the same industry. So that is another example, but perhaps more interesting for like, not the smallest companies, but more like medium-sized companies.
Yeah. So at Alchemera Robotics, what exactly is it that you do?
Well, do you want the super nerdy tech version or the one people can understand?
The one people can understand for my benefit as well as everyone else.
That's a very good choice because I'm the least smart person at the company. I don't really understand what the developers do. I'm a sales guy. No, yeah. But anyway.
Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, well, basically, like I said before, so we develop and perfect an algorithm. This algorithm is packaged as a microservice that an accounting software companies can integrate into their own user interface. So that is like the product that we provide to the market. Now, what the algorithm does is to explain it to a five-year-old, as soon as a financial document, let's take an invoice. It's an easy example. It comes into the accounting software. You can mail it directly into there, or you can upload it, or you can snap a smartphone picture or something. It's sent to our algorithm. We do the intelligent extraction of the data, so we understand what is what. And it doesn't matter if it's an invoice or a receipt or some other type of document. And it doesn't matter if the supplier changes the layout of the invoice or anything like that. We pick out the information. And then after that, we have the algorithm that is learning how a person is bookkeeping and have been bookkeeping documents of this type for that very company. And we use that knowledge to populate all of the fields in the accounting software in exact accordance with how the person would have done it themselves. And this happens in real time. So it's right before your eyes when you are logged into the software. So no keying in of data by people anywhere that takes 24 hours or anything like that. This happens in the blink of an eye. And I think one thing that is also is important to understand here is that we learn from the first document and onwards, or the first file. So we don't use like huge data sets to train a machine learning model. We learn from the first interaction with data and onwards, and we isolate that knowledge on a company level. So we learn the individual style of bookkeeping for every single company. And by doing that, we are able to reach high levels of automation, even for a very small company with small data sets, which is rather difficult to achieve.
I think you explained it like I was a 10-year-old, not a 5-year-old. So I had to...
Sorry about that.
I had to work a little bit harder. So why would an accounting software company come to you? Don't they develop it and use it themselves?
Well, we are a deep tech company, and the definition of deep technology is that it's hard to replicate. The situation for a developer team at an accounting software company would be that they could try to develop this themselves, and they could spend a lot of time in research and development with uncertain outcomes. Mm. So what we offer them is basically a fast lane to get it in place in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. What do you love most about your job, Marcus?
What I love most about my work would be to really be in the forefront in technology space, and it's edgy and really exciting to break new ground and to learn a lot of things every day.
And what can accounting learn from other industries? You've mentioned Tesla, and there are so many other industries out there that are using robotics. So are we behind in this game, or are we level with everyone else?
Well, that's a good question. I would rather say that accounting definitely has capacity to be in the forefront here. Because if you look at companies that are really using AI and machine learning and stuff like that, typically these are really big companies. We're talking about Facebook and Google and these type of companies. It's not anything that a small accounting firm can, you know, leverage themselves and start developing. It's difficult even for the big accounting software companies. There is a lot of talk and not much action. Another thing I'm passionate about is to be a part of making this available for just about anyone out there. Any bookkeeper somewhere in a small town in the countryside of England can use this advanced technology, perhaps not even understanding that they do it because it's so easy. So I believe that accounting and bookkeeping industry has a great potential to be in the forefront here. And I would advise to stay curious, learn about this. I mean, there's a lot of talk about this industry moving more and more towards advisory, and some say that I guess it has always been there in some way, and to be in the forefront and being exposed to this type of technology, it will also put the industry in better shape when it comes to advising your customers and your clients when this sort of technology comes to their industry. So I think it's a bit early in accounting compared to other businesses, but there's also still much more talk than action, I believe.
What frustrates you about your job?
That's a good question. Perhaps I can feel a bit frustrated about the positioning of AI and robots and magic wands and yada yada at a level that is not really helping people. It's used more by marketing teams than by developer teams. It feels like there's scare tactics going on rather than a true ambition to help people. So that confusion around this whole concept, I find a bit frustrating. It's a thick jungle of marketing buzzwords to cut through.
Yeah, this is fascinating. If people want to find out more about what you do and have a conversation with you, what's a good way for them to reach you?
The best way is to connect with me on LinkedIn. Ask me any questions you want. And also, I have written a bunch of articles there where you can learn more if you are either a bit more tech savvy or just want to understand the basics of the technology.
So yeah, if you're a five-year-old like me and you, right?
I have some articles for five-year-olds.
Well, Marcus, thank you. And finally, just tell us what's coming up over the next few years in your areas of expertise.
Yeah, well, we are in talks with some accounting software companies in the UK, looking at building integrations coming autumn. We are, like I said, we're more like a backup band behind the accounting software. So perhaps our name will not even be mentioned. They will typically package it as their own service.
Yeah, but the robots are not taking over just yet, right?
No, the robots are definitely not taking over. And when it comes to our robots, I think they're pretty kind and are here.
Benevolent robots.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, Marcus Montero, that's been great. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, Rob.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.